How can you help support the oil and gas industry and jobs in Western Canada? The answer is closer than you think. Sell your scrap metals to PWM Steel. PWM sells scrap iron to Evraz, located in Regina. Evraz's number one customer is the energy sector, building pipes and plates for the oil and gas industry. PWM Steel is your locally owned metal recycler and steel service center in the area. Plus, they're a strong supporter of the community. PWM Steel, your top steel supplier for Alberta and Saskatchewan for 40 years.
Every snowflake is different. The same is true when it comes to winter tires. Here at the New Lloydminster Nissan, we have tires that are better on snow and ice, while some have better traction in heavy snow and some last longer. Not one tire does it all. But here at the New Lloydminster Nissan, we find you the tires that best work for you and your winter driving. And even better than that, you'll love the price. With all our tires at cost, safety and savings here at the New Lloydminster Nissan with our winter tire sale. Go online at nissanlloydminster.com. Book in your winter tire install now. At the New Lloydminster Nissan, we won't sell you a car or tires. We'll help you buy one.
While it is good to look at how much has changed in banking since the first Saskatchewan credit union was formed in the 30s, it is just as important to look at what has stayed the same. We are with you through thick and thin,
rooted in tradition and honest values, and driven by innovation to help reach your financial goals.
This commitment to you has defined our entire story, which will never change. That's a promise. Stay tuned. It's only going to get better.
This is Lloydminster's show. This is local that matters to you. Local people. Local events. Local news and sports. For Lloydminster and area, this is Live with Kurt Price from the new Lloydminster Nissan.
Hey, welcome inside R&D Plumbing and Heating. We are on the road today with Live with Kurt Price. We're here at R&D, and if you haven't been in recently to R&D, I think we're going to surprise you. We're going to shock you on the diversification that Lloydminster Plumbing and Heating has here in Lloydminster. So we've got Ryan coming up, and Megan is coming up, but we also have Karina Parkinson and Chris Bogue with us from Mount Joy Ski Hill. We're going to talk about the season at Mount Joy and a great weekend coming up here in just a few minutes. Do want to remind you that back at the New Lloydminster Nissan, do not pay for 6 months and up to $10,000 cash back right now on your new and pre-owned vehicle. And tires right now, if you're slipping and sliding out there, tires are at cost. So if you're looking for winter tires or all-season tires, we've got them at cost at the New Lloydminster Nissan. Lloydminster Regional Health Foundation bringing Jody Carrington to Lloydminster for two shows. They partnered with us to give away tickets, so we want to say a big congratulations to Angel Bullock. She was the winner of those Jody Carrington tickets for Saturday night, and we want to thank the Lloydminster Regional Health Foundation for the partnership, and thank you to everyone who entered, and Angel, enjoy the show on Saturday night. Now, Saturday night, I will be in Paradise Valley as we partner with the Paradise Valley Fire Department. I'll be your host for the Paradise Valley Firefighters Ball, and that's going to be a really good time. We've partnered with them to talk to some of the people who have needed the Lloydminster Fire Department services in that area, and we'll be showing those videos. And I hope that they will allow us to show you some of those videos as well, because it's very, it's incredible what volunteers in that community have done with the Paradise Valley Fire Department. There is a Border City Farmers Market on today from noon to 5 at the Service Sports Center, and I'll give you a little heads up. They're back on Saturday as well. On Tuesday, we were out at Guest Controls, and they had their jail and bail going on, and I want to thank that team for involving us in that, because it was a fantastic day raising funds for the Lloydminster Public School Division breakfast programs. And I got to tell you, this community is incredible. Incredible. The generosity that we saw on Tuesday from people getting arrested and wanting to either pass that along or saying, you know what, I'll come do my time and donate some money, was just absolutely unbelievable. So they ended up raising over $11,000 in like 6 hours. The event ran from like 9 to 3. So an absolutely incredible day. And I think they're going to do it again next year. I mean, how can you not, with the success that they had on the first ever. And it's always a hard time to get things off the ground when you start. But boy, did they have a big, big day. Lloydminster Fish and Game Association will take over both field houses for their annual Lloydminster Gun and Outdoor Sportsman Show on Saturday and Sunday. General admission is just $10, and it's going to run on both field houses there. Saturday 10 to 6, Sunday 10 to 3. We're going to be there. We're going to be broadcasting live that day. We're going to be live on location. Another chase, the ace draw was held last night with no ace coming out. So now 43 cards and the jackpot that starts at over $52,000. And last night's winner, for the first time, took home over $3,000. So now you see a jackpot starting at like $52,000. If you haven't bought a ticket yet, now is the time to do so and start subscribing so that you can get in on that entry each and every week. You can do so for just $10. Lloydminster Sexual Assault Center is a Night Under the Stars gala. It's February 11th in the WLS Stockade Convention Center. That's the newly renovated WLS Stockade Convention Center. And they're going to have some fantastic entertainment. They're going to be celebrating 40 years in business in the area. That's February 11th. And we're going to talk to them on Tuesday back at the new Lloydminster Nissan. Heather's going to join us from the Sexual Assault Center to talk about the gala and give us a little history about the tremendous work that they've done in this area over those 40 years. The Lloydminster Kinsmen are holding their Telemiracle Steak Night also at the WLS Stockade Convention Center with the milk-fed turkeys. I'm your MC for that event, and that's going to be fun. And that might be the first event held back into that newly renovated WLS Convention Center. So we're looking forward to that. If you haven't got tickets yet, 587-217-5067. I understand they're up to about 300 tickets sold. They'd like to make that 500. That's a lot of stakes. And it looks like the weather's going to turn. It might be a little bit colder. It always is when they're trying to barbecue those steaks and get 500 people fed. But it's a fantastic night and a really great cause. And it goes to Telemiracle, of course, and always makes Lloydminster area look as generous as we know they are. Marwane Sled Outlaws holding a snowmobile rally February 11th. Entry fee on that is $25 with a guaranteed first place prize of $500. There's also second and third place prizes. And there's a lunch along the way. Registration starts at 9 and runs to 11:30 in Marwane. AgriVision's back, the Lloydminster Exhibition, February 8th to 9th. Two-day interactive information event that features trade shows, keynote speakers, including Quick Dick McDick, who will be here, and seminars and other special events. Go to eventbrite.ca to get tickets for AgriVision's. Now, Brian Robinson and Janine, we're going to talk about downhill skiing. Brian Robinson and Janine Merriweather joined us on Saturday to talk about the Cross Country Ski Club. And with all this snow, you would imagine conditions would be fantastic for cross country skiers. Not only that, but they've seen a ton of wildlife out there this year on the trails as well. But they told us there's one great way that you can check conditions for the Poplar Bluff.
We have this app that's on, it's called Nordic Pulse. And it's something new that some guy put together. So all the ski clubs, cross-country ski clubs, I think, are on this app, or most of them are on it. So you can go Lloydminster Cross-Country Ski Club, and it'll show up in there. Every time we set the trails, there's a report that tells you when they were groomed and what the conditions are. But it's like all trails, where you can punch in a Edmonton or Calgary or Red Deer or wherever and find the cross-country ski areas in those cities.
Okay.
It's called Nordic Pulse.
Nordic Pulse.
Nordic Pulse. Yeah. And yeah, we'll tell if the trails are set. It'll show, oh, they were set yesterday or whatever kind of thing. So that's kind of nice too. And it'll also give, there's kind of a color code, so it'll actually kind of show the trail conditions. So if they're really bad or good or...
And the Lloydminster Runners present Winter Wonderland on January 28th. Lloydminster's first outdoor race in the winter here. They've never done this before, but it's a 5 and 10K run on a 2.5 kilometer lap. And you can go to lloydminsterrunners.com and get registered. There's a warm-up with hot drinks. And we've got one of those runners here with us. Chris Boak is actually one of those runners here that's doing that as well. So I don't know if you're allowed to comment on the run, but first ever, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, first ever. It was we kind of put it out there to see if people were interested in even participating, and it looks like it's going to be a great turnout. About 100 brave people from around Lloydminster that's coming out to.
You got 100 people signed up.
100 people. Isn't that great?
That's incredible.
Yeah. We were amazed that it was around those numbers, because you know it's winter, and now that 100 people want to be outdoors in the cold, then why not more? Right? So Wow. Maybe we add to this maybe next year.
Okay, LloydminsterRunners.com. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to find out all about the season at Mountjoy Snow Resort.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Wagner, General Manager of the new Lloydminster Nissan.
You're probably wondering, and some have asked, why is it still the new Lloydminster Nissan? Quite simply, we're excited to bring things forward that we consider new to a car dealership. We're proud to support the community through a one-of-a-kind live broadcast with Kirk Price that focuses on events, people, and issues that concern our community. We're proud to work with other businesses to promote local agriculture, our heavy oil industry, and entrepreneurs. We give back to the community through sponsorships, and our employees are encouraged to and excited to volunteer and help in the community. We're the proud new sponsors of the CPCA's Chuckwagon Finals and the CPCA Pro Tour. And of course, we're always excited for our lineup of new Nissan vehicles with great new features. And our new-to-you lineup is just as impressive. We're proud to be the new Lloydminster Nissan. We'll keep looking for new ways to help our customers in our community and very soon announce plans for our new location.
At the new Lloydminster Nissan, we won't sell you a car, we'll help you buy one.
Diamond 7 Meats, we work with local farm families to provide a high-quality product and a great selection for you. Try our mouth-watering smokies, pulled pork, roast beef, and more, made pure and natural with no additives or fillers. We offer custom processing, and our experienced team works for you to provide a selection of sausage, burgers, and jerkies made to your specifications. Take your grilling to the next level with a Yoder smoker. Complete the grilling experience with Canadian-made, award-winning line of House of Q barbecue sauces. We're locally owned and operated, and we look forward to seeing you today.
Welcome back inside R&D Plumbing and Heating, and we are here today talking with Chris Boak, who's the president of Mountjoy Snow Resort, and Karina Parkinson, who's kind of in charge of
volunteers.
Yeah, I was going to say everything else, but maybe it's not everything else, but volunteers. So Mountjoy Snow Resort opened up on January the 7th. And you guys have had two incredible years. We've talked to Chris both years about how fantastic the response has been from the community, and they're certainly hoping to keep that going. So you get a lot of support from the community, and the weather's certainly helping, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. This year was amazing. We did one snowmaking run that lasted about 4 days, and then Mother Nature took over for us and provided it an amazing base, so we might not have to do any more snowmaking this year, which is great. Being everything volunteer, we don't have to further tax our volunteers with going out there and making the snow in the middle of the night or through the cold temperatures. So we're hoping that. We're hoping for another 4 feet of snow, which would be great. So yeah. We're in the snow business. We want the snow, and we certainly appreciate it as much as it makes it a little more complex around town.
You and the farmers.
Yeah,
that's everybody's it. Like, we take 4 more feet of snow, and that's everybody it. In town's going, where would I put it? That sort of thing. When did you guys make snow? Like, when, like you started, when did you start making that snow?
We started making snow at the beginning of December. Is when we started with it, just in case we needed to make more again.
Yep.
Then we'd be able to keep on top of it. But yeah, all we needed to do was make one and done. We put the snow in really strategic places that will hopefully extend our season in the spring. Knowing now after the last couple of years, especially with the landscape change about where the snow goes away faster than other places, we tried to bolster those areas so we can have a longer spring season. So we're not just knocked out by having one main run. Wetting out and shutting down the rest of our season for us.
So you guys have this busy, you know, it's been great. So it's allowed you guys to make some upgrades to the hill. Yeah. I know there's been some heavy equipment out there doing work. This year, tell us what you guys have done with the shack.
Sure.
And also you were telling me that you have some backcountry now too.
Yeah, that's right. So some of the things that we've changed up this summer was we've painted our chalet and our rental building, the exterior of it, modernizing it a little bit. We've done some interior renovations to our chalet to make the building, especially in the entrance of the building, much more open and much more welcoming as far as that goes. So it seems like that's the change that people are noticing the most. Some of the other changes are just on mechanical operational improvements or things that we've done. We've had our haul rope inspected this year. We've had all of our tees rebuilt. Although our first day when we were open, we certainly had some issues with that, but we've since rectified those as we rebuild things and make it newer. One of the biggest changes that we see this season coming up is now we have a backcountry area. So this opens up the southern section of our quarter that we reside on. We've expanded our boundary line to include what would be considered the old luge run from the old Alberta Games so many years ago, providing an excellent spot for some advanced skiers to enjoy some of the deeper powder on more of an official level. So everything is patrolled, everything is checked. We do have some groomers going across on the top and the bottom for better access and better exit out of there. So it's a giant expansion for us, and it's a great badge that we can wear, saying that we're one of the only places or the only place in the Midwest that has backcountry skiing terrain.
How long would that trail be?
It definitely makes it our longest trails, just because you have to go so far south to come back north to get back to our lifts.
Yeah.
But it would probably be about 800, 900 meters is what it would be. But the biggest benefit of it, it does get you off of the groom trail. It does get you out with more natural features, more natural obstacles, as well as the deep snow that comes along with it. And as well, you're talking about wildlife. We had reports of a cow-calf moose pair out there as well. A couple of our riders got to enjoy those scenes as well. So it's just, it changes up the scenery a little bit.
Now, it's volunteer based.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is.
And Karina, you're in charge of the volunteers?
I am.
Why did you decide to step up and say, hey, I want to do this?
Well, our kids are skiing out there now, and I thought, well, if I'm taking them out, I might as well volunteer also, which then somehow landed me onto the board looking after the volunteers. So I think people need to, conversations were happening around Christmas going, why isn't Mountjoy open yet? But we can't open if we don't have volunteers. And when we look at our volunteer base that we even have right now, it's very small. So we are going to try and really grow that so that we don't wear out the current people that we have.
Yeah. Okay, what do volunteers do? Like everything from what to what?
Yeah, so we have hill ambassadors, we've got the concession, we've got the rental building that needs people. So I can take anywhere from 12-year-olds all the way up until the not so 12-year-olds. 12-year-olds can help with boots in the rental. They can help at our concession. And I can tell you, if grandparents want to watch their kids, which is something I've been trying to hint to my mom and dad, they love to watch their grandkids ski. So come volunteer at the hill. I can put you in the concession. I can give you a stool, a stool to sit on. And then you can watch your grandkids ski, but you're also volunteering and helping us stay open. So. And one thing we're really wanting to do is advance out so that schools can come. But that adds a whole new dynamic because it's during the week and not on a weekend. Lots of people are working during the week, and our teenage volunteers, of course, are in school. So to have schools come out, which is very profitable for us as a hill as well, we need even a different kind of group of volunteers. So it's a really big thing that we're just needing right now is volunteers huge.
How do you get involved? If you're saying, well, I want to get involved, what do you do to sign up for volunteering at Mountjoy?
Yeah, so you can just go to the website, and there is a link there that says volunteer, and you just fill it out, and it comes directly to me, and then I'll just be in touch that way. And you're able to select on that link where your interests are. So some people have no desire to be in the concession, and they'd be great as a hill ambassador, which is what we're really needing. So
what is a hill ambassador? What do you do?
So you're handing out season tickets. If people have questions, they're coming to you. You know, you're just really promoting Mount Joy is what it is. That face, that friendly face that we're looking for.
Are people scared to volunteer because it's cold?
Well, it hasn't been cold this month yet.
It hasn't been, yeah.
You know, there's...
But how long are the shifts?
Well, so what we do is we do an all-day shift. And then as a result, so if you volunteer for a day, you get a free day pass. So it works out really good. So lots of volunteers will volunteer one day of the weekend and then ski or snowboard the second day of the weekend for free.
Right.
But we do have breaks that are involved with that. And really, I'm at the point that if you can only do half a day, I'll even take half a day. I'll work with it is what I'll do. Everything except for our lift operators and our ski patrol is inside. So it's warm in there and comfortable. So, and you don't need to know how to ski or snowboard. Like,
that's a big one.
You don't need to know. If you can take an order at the concession or you can, you know, take an order down at the rental shop, like that's all I need. We can go from there.
Now, speaking of orders at the rental shop, you guys had some help from Spiro's last weekend, and I understand you're getting some help this weekend too.
That's right. Do you want to touch
on that? So huge shout out to Spiro's. They're coming along and partnering beside us. So they actually provided our soups and our main concession meal last weekend. They're doing the same thing again this weekend. They're such a community-minded restaurant and family. I mean, and they see that there is a need for Mount Joy and that, you know, we welcome families out there. So we're super excited about that partnership that we have with them.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. It's great.
Yeah. So you had some trouble with the lift the first day. Mm-hmm. You've rectified that. This could be a very big weekend because the weather looks really good.
Yes.
It will. Yeah, it's going to be a great weekend. The weather looks like it's great. Last weekend, even with the weather being, you know, we're socked in with fog, it was a little colder. The humidity was high. Saturday it rained, but both Saturday and Sunday were near record. We base a lot of things on our rental packages, how busy our rental shop was, because there's a lot of work that goes on in there. And it was near record rental packages that went out both days. It was near record attendance at the Hill as well, through some of these not so great weather patterns that we've been seeing, that there's still people that that are coming out in near record numbers to support the Hill and to get a couple of good turns in. So
it was beautiful Saturday with the hoarfrost on the trees. Yes. My family was skiing and I was able to go up with the kids a few times. Taking that T-bar up and you're surrounded on both sides by the trees with the hoarfrost. I mean, even my kids were like, this is nicer than a chairlift. Look, it's so pretty being right nestled in there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think there are a lot of photographers should be out taking postcards.
Yes.
Postcard pictures right now, because it is gorgeous in the city and especially out in the country.
We'll invite every photographer if they want to come out and venture around the Hill, use it as a backdrop for all of these great photos. And talking about the frost, I was out two nights ago to do some maintenance on the lift line itself, and the cabling is this thick with frost. It's absolutely amazing. My wife came out and she was helping me with it, and I would lure her underneath the wire and then tap it so all the frost would knock down off her. It is absolutely beautiful on the Hill right now.
Oh, that's awesome. What are we forgetting? Oh, hours. We need to know hours.
Yeah. So we are open from, we fire up the lifts at 10 o'clock and we shut them down at 4 o'clock on both Saturdays and Sundays. And so our Hill opens up about 9:30 in the morning by the time it gets opened up. But the first lift is at 10, the last lift is at 4.
Now, I know there's been some concern with the insurance going up. Like, how does insurance go up that much? Like, what's the explanation from, and just tell us what the difference, like, insurance,
so,
like, when people say, well, my insurance went up, you guys' insurance, like, oh my goodness.
Our insurance really, really, really took a hit, and it's not just our insurance as well. There's about 8 to 12 other hills in Alberta that's been affected by some of these insurance rates.
No, I think it's infected.
Yeah, infected, yeah, I believe so as well.
Affected and infected.
I have some wild viewpoints on it, but I won't get into it today. But what it actually looks like is typically our insurance is around that $7,000 to $8,000 per year, and that's our liability insurance, that's our equipment insurance, everything for our assets taken care of, full package. Now that number looks at around $33,000. We are a small operation, and those very good years that we've talked about and that we've experienced, certainly in the last 2 years where we've been at almost capacity every day, you know, we generate around $100,000 in revenue, and now our insurance is 33% of our annual revenue. And that's going to sink into certain people more than it is others, especially as business owners. And there's a lot around Lloyd that can look at 33% of your revenue is it goes towards your insurance. That's scary. That was a very, very, very scary number for us. This is the reason why we didn't do additional things through the summer just not knowing exactly what this is all going to look like in the future. And we have to be able to pay for that, right? We have to be able to come up with those funds. We have to be able to find the volunteers. We have to be able to find the community support to be able to keep this place operational. Because as all of this stuff increases, our revenue, as much as we didn't want to change the prices of our lift tickets, we had to change the prices of our lift tickets. And we've talked about that before, that we never ever want to change it. But when we're faced with such dire straits of the increase in insurance that we're seeing, those numbers become really real fast. And if we want this to survive for, you know, our kids and our kids' kids going forward, 57 years that we've been open, we've never had an insurance claim in the history of Mount Joy, never one insurance claim. At all.
Ever.
And our insurance went up that much. So I don't imagine next year our insurance is going to go down, right? It's a ratchet. It's only going to go up.
Yeah.
So, you know, these are very important years to find the volunteer base, to find the community support, and as well as the riders, the community members themselves is what makes the lights turn on at Mount Joy. So come out, even though we had to raise ticket prices, we are still the cheapest certainly in the Midwest for lift tickets and for concession items. We try to keep everything really price value for anybody to be able to come out and enjoy it.
Did you have any warning that this was going to happen?
Not a whole lot of warning. We did get some warning, but as soon as we got some type of warning, we jumped into action to try to find another provider. For how it goes, because essentially it was our insurance company, like a lot of other Hills insurance company, just ended up getting out of the ski business. So now it's left to only three different underwriters in the whole world that takes on ski liability insurance. So when they think Mount Joy, they think Mountain Joy. They think a giant peak with cliff drops and gondolas and, right. and everything else. They don't think a small not-for-profit. They just see skiing, ski industry, the ski hill industry, as a giant liability. And once again, knock on wood that we continue with this. But Mount Joy is an extremely safe place to come out, to learn how to ski, to advance your skills. So then you can still go on to the bigger destination spots without having to take that plunge, go to the big destination spots, spend $1,000 on lift tickets for your families for your kids to not enjoy it. Come out, experience Mount Joy, use it as much as you possibly can, teach others how to ski and ride, and support local, ultimately.
Well, like, things are going so good, and then you take that big hit. You know, and to hear you, like, usually if people, they have an insurance claim, they think, oh, my insurance is going to go up. You've never had a, like...
Never had a claim.
Yeah, like, I just don't know, yep. Like, some people are like would wonder how it's justified, right? Like, that's obviously...
Certainly.
We could have a whole nother discussion on that.
We could.
Yeah. Anything else, though, you guys want everybody to know about Mount Joy? And when we say how many volunteers, Karina, how many do you need?
So to run for a day, I'm needing 15 to 20 volunteers for a day. So right now, our base, I maybe have a solid 25 to 30 volunteers. So they're going to wear out, like they will. So I would like to, you know, have at least another 50, if not more, that come. Ideally, what I would rather have is that it's a, you know, once every other weekend you're volunteering so that you have a chance to just really come out and enjoy the hill.
Right.
So, and something to remember is we're 20 minutes out, pavement the entire way, I think, and no time change, right?
Yeah.
Like, so it's super easy for you to just come out and either spend the day as a family, or if as parents you're thinking, because I felt really old after Saturday. Like, I was like, oh, I'm too old to ski all day. But my kids who are 10, 11, and 13, it's a great hill for them, but they are safe on it, so they go on their own, and I hang out and volunteer in the chalet now, right? So parents can do that, or like I said, grandparents can do that. And if you're busy and you just want to drop your kids off, your teenagers off, and they go on their own and you pick them back up, we're 20 minutes away. So we need volunteers, but we also need people to come and enjoy the hill. Yeah.
Certainly. Thank you both. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
And you've given me some complimentary day passes.
Absolutely.
And I'm always worried about, like hurting myself because I'm such a klutz, but I'm really looking forward to it. I the other thing that really interests me is volunteering. Like I that really interests me.
Yeah.
I'd like to do it. I'd like to come out and spend a day serving up Spiro's food.
There you go. Yes. Yeah. That would be perfect. It would be great.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you both. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We're going to talk to Ryan McDuff from R&D Plumbing and Heating when we come back here at R&D.
How can you help support the oil and gas industry and jobs in Western Canada? The answer is closer than you think. Sell your scrap metals to PWM Steel. PWM sells scrap iron to Evraz, located in Regina. Evraz's number one customer is the energy sector, building pipes and plates for the oil and gas industry. PWM Steel is your locally owned metal recycler and steel service center in the area. Plus, they're a strong supporter of the community. PWM Steel, your top steel supplier for Alberta and Saskatchewan for 40 years.
Every snowflake is different. The same is true when it comes to winter tires. Here at the New Lloydminster Nissan, we have tires that are better on snow and ice. While some have better traction in heavy snow and some last longer, not one tire does it all. But here at the New Lloydminster Nissan, we find you the tires that best work for you and your winter driving. And even better than that, you'll love the price with all our tires at cost. Safety and savings here at the New Lloydminster Nissan with our winter tire sale. Go online at nissanlloydminster.com. Book in your winter tire install now. At the New Lloydminster Nissan, we won't sell you a car or tires. We'll help you buy one.
At Diamond 7 Meats, we work with local farm families to provide a high-quality product and a great selection for you. Try our mouth-watering smokies, pulled pork, roast beef, and more. Made pure and natural with no additives or fillers. We offer custom processing, and our experienced team works for you to provide a selection of sausage, burgers, and jerkies made to your specifications. Take your grilling to the next level with a Yoder smoker. Complete the grilling experience with Canadian-made, award-winning line of House of Q barbecue sauces. We're locally owned and operated, and we look forward to seeing you today.
While it is good to look at how much has changed in banking since the first Saskatchewan Credit Union was formed in the 30s, it is just as important to look at what has stayed the same. We are with you through thick and thin,
rooted in tradition and honest values, and driven by innovation to help reach your financial goals.
This commitment to you has defined our entire story, which will never change. That's a promise. Stay tuned. It's only going to get better.
Ryan McDuff is the general manager of R&D Plumbing and Heating. And if you haven't been into R&D in a while, we are going to introduce you to a very diversified business. So, Ryan, thanks for taking some time to chat with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
So, Ryan, R&D Plumbing, how long has R&D Plumbing been in Lloydminster? I mean, it's almost like a heritage business.
That's a good question. I've never really narrowed that down because it started with my great uncle, I guess, Len James. He started James Plumbing and Heating so long. It's been over 30, 40 years, I know for sure. But I've never narrowed down exactly when he started it. And then once Roy got involved and my dad got involved, they ended up buying Uncle Len James out, and then it became R&D Plumbing and Heating.
Now, you have diversified beyond diversified here. We're in January, and everybody's, you know, this is the time of year where everybody talks about getting fit. So tell us about this Flamin fitness equipment behind us.
Yeah, so we got into hot tubs. We had the old showroom. We had an extra, a big space, so we decided to get into hot tubs, which led to patio furniture. And then, like you said, it's with the slowdown, hot tub and stuff are kind of more of a nice-to-have thing and not a necessity. With the Flamin Fitness, we weren't really moving a lot of stuff, so we kind of got into that. With the lockdowns, actually helped the Flamin business, just because nobody could go to the gyms either, so they started buying their own stuff and going to and working out at home. So it was just a good fit. It's done really well with it. They're a great company, and they back us pretty good. So
Yeah. What makes Flamin, like, it, such a good company? What makes their products? Like, when you look at the products, you know you're getting a great product. What is it about Flamin that gives that confidence that I'm going to have this for years and years to come?
Well, it's quality. Like, the anytime any if something does go wrong with them, right away they're great with their warranties. They get it fixed. It's just it's a higher quality piece of equipment. Like, you can't get the cheaper stuff in bigger box stores. I just think that it's mainly the quality.
And you get service at R&D as well.
Exactly. Yeah, we've got our name on it, so it's no different than our plumbing and heating. Like, we back our products.
And let's talk about Beachcomber, because you mentioned the hot tubs.
Yep.
And Beachcomber is certainly another name that is, you know, when we talk about quality, we talk about Beachcomber. Tell us a little bit about these hot tubs.
I've not just because we sell them, like, I've had one for 15 years, but when I was looking into them, I was quite surprised nobody else had them in town. To me, they're the best built tub. They're 100% foam filled. Our pumps and everything, we can get the hybrids, which is a normal tub. We like the hybrids because the pumps are outside of it. Number one, if anything goes wrong, they're easy to access, get at everything. Number two, you got a tub that's 100% foam filled. No other tub is 100% foam filled, so it's a lot stronger and a lot more efficient.
So for the last 2 years, like, hot tubs are, like, people love them. Like, yep, they've become a really, really great item, not only in the summer, but in the winter as well. What is your supply line still okay?
Now, now it's good. Before, it wasn't. We had people coming in nonstop for tubs. We had one customer, she had to wait a year and a half. Luckily, they were very patient with us and the manufacturer. Now we're good, but like I said, we could have sold probably 100 tubs a year, which is a lot for us. But we couldn't get the product. Now it's getting pretty well back to normal, and we can get tubs in a reasonable amount of time.
Just talk about, like, maybe a little bit about how that is the perfect fit to have a plumbing and heating company put in your hot tub.
Well, it's the biggest thing is, like, our plumbers, like, we're plumbers. We work with pipes, pumps. We know that stuff. I would say 90% of your hot tub repair people are just got into it. There's no training really for hot tubs unless you do it yourself. So I got my guys can work with their multimeters. Anything to do with plumbing, it's right up their alley. So it's kind of a perfect fit. We know what we're doing, and we do continuous training on them as well. We're not, I would say, the best on every other manufacturer, but they're mostly the same. But with ours, we do continuous training on our tubs, so we know them well.
Delivery?
Yeah, we do delivery, yep.
You guys, like, R&D delivers, or you hire outside source?
No, R&D does deliver. Our guys will do the delivery setup, or you can set them up yourself. It's entirely up to you.
So a one-stop shop for your your Beachcomber hot tub?
Yeah, we'll even get the electrical done for you if you don't have anybody to do that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yep.
Okay, so hot tubs. You got the fitness here. You got water here as well.
Yeah.
You got. Tell us a little bit more about your water.
It's our RO water. It's pretty well the best water you can get. With all the contaminants and stuff that are, you can never get everything out of your city water. So it's fresh, clean water. It's I think the whole setup was about a $30,000 setup for water in there. So it's high quality, good water.
So when you look around, when you come into R&D, you see the things that you should see when you come into any plumbing shop, I think, any plumber. But you've also got, like you mentioned, patio furniture, you've got the hot tubs, there's barbecues, there's the fitness equipment. Why did you guys decide, let's diversify a little bit? We've got the ability to do this. Why don't we try to bring something new to Lloydminster?
Well, it's the biggest thing was it slowed down, and hot tubs weren't quite there. Smokers they're kind of the fad now, so we got out of barbecues and pretty well straight smokers. We got two different brands here, and then I've always enjoyed Hamill's Meats from Bonneville. That's pretty much all we eat now. I don't even think my wife picks up anything else. There's ready-made meals in there, so it's quick and easy, because we got two kids involved in the sports, so it's hard to cook decent meals. Like, we got stuffed potatoes, dry garlic ribs are probably my favorite. We got like bacon belly, like you cut your own bacon. We bought a meat slicer, and because I like that, the bacon
you like nice
and
thick.
Yeah, so we slice our own bacon there. The bacon that we have here is thicker than in most stores too. And there's no fillers, like even in the meat, the hamburger, there's no fillers, there's no artificial stuff in there. It's just good, high quality meat, and we absolutely love that stuff.
You mentioned the smokers. You have two kinds, different kinds of smokers, because you're right, that is very popular.
Yep. So we got Green Mountain Grills. They're kind of our higher end smoke. Well, they're kind of, yeah, our higher end smoker. And then we got Z Grills. They got everywhere from absolutely high end all the way down to real price conscious smoker. So if you're not sure if you want to actually do smoking, we get quite a few people come in and want to start off with the Z Grill and something a little bit cheaper. And most people, once they smoke, you don't really want to go back to barbecuing again because it's not even close.
That's a good point. Yeah.
It's great.
Okay, so the other part of R&D plumbing and heating, of course, is plumbing and heating. And I understand that we're going to get cold again here.
Yep.
So how busy are you guys right now with just the plumbing and heating side of things?
It's actually been really good. It slowed up a little bit there, because it always does right after January, and depending on the weather. We had some warm weather there. But no, we've been as busy as we have been for quite a while. It's been good, and we got a great group of guys and girls. It's clipping along pretty good.
We came through a year where the winter was really cold and the summer was really hot. That must keep you guys hopping with both the furnaces and the air conditioners.
Yeah, no, actually, I think we sold more air conditioners last year than we did this year, but this year was another really good year for it. And even with the furnaces, with the cold weather, and there's been cracked heat exchangers that we've been finding quite a few of, and certain brands of furnaces we've had 3 years old furnaces with cracks in them. So it's good to make sure that you're doing your maintenance on them. Make sure you have a CO detector in there. CO monitor is what we sell. It'll actually give you readings down to 5 parts per million, where if you look on the back of your CO detector, I think the best one I found in the big box stores is 30 parts per million for 15 minutes. So you could have 14 parts per million all day long, every day, and that's still above the maximum allowable, because I think it's 9 parts per million for 8 hours. Ours will start giving you a reading as low as 5. So that's where we really push the CO monitor. So that's something to be aware of. And do your due diligence, make sure you're doing maintenance so you get those heat exchangers checked every year. And just because it's only 1 or 2 or 3 years old doesn't mean that you can't have an issue.
How many times do I change my filter in a year?
Depends on what kind of filter you have. The 1-inch pleated ones,
those are the most common, right?
Yeah, probably every month to 3 months, depending if you're out of town, you get more dust blowing around, or if you have pets, it's going to be a little bit more, but typically 1 to 3 months. We have filters that are R&D filters. They're 4 inches. You can typically 6 months to a year you can get out of those ones, but again, it depends on the situation you have in your house. Typically, I just say go down and check it every week until you find it's dirty, and then if it's 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 12 weeks, then just start changing it every 12 weeks. And if you want a filter reminder, call us. We'll book it in there. We can send you a text every time you need to change your filter.
So with natural gas being the choice, let's face it, it's the choice around here, and the price of natural gas is going up all the time. Does it make sense to have somebody come out and look at your furnace? You're going to save some money on if somebody just you know, getting that service done? Because everybody's worried about energy costs right now.
Well, 100%, you should get it checked, mostly for safety. You want to make sure that you have no cracks in your heat exchangers and everything's all good there. After that, yeah, the cleaner it is, the better. I think it's 1/8 of dirt on your blower wheel increase your power bill by 30%. So it doesn't take a whole lot of dust on there to increase cost for you. So keeping those things clean, and as they get dirtier, they get hotter, and when they get hotter, they start breaking down. So the cleaner, cooler you can have those things running, the longer they're going to last, the more efficient they are going to be.
What are your hours here?
Well, 24/7. We're 8 to 6 here on the front end, and then we have plumbing and heating guys on call 24/7.
Yeah, I guess you have to with the weather that we get.
Well, yeah, no, it's when furnaces go down, you can't leave people without heat.
Ryan, is there anything I'm forgetting to ask you that you want people to know about R&D plumbing and heating?
I just think if you're looking for a furnace change out, we have probably the best furnace out there. Stainless steel primary heat exchanger, stainless steel secondary heat exchanger. They're the only ones out there that I know of that have that. And we also have 12-year parts and labor warranty. So nobody can touch the 12-year parts and labor warranty. Everybody else is 10-year. And then too, we offer 100% money back guarantee. So if you're not for a year, if you're not happy with our work, then we'll give you your money back. So we stand behind our work and our products.
It is even since I've been in here, things have changed. Like it seems like every time I come in, they've got something new here going on, or you've moved something around or something like that. But Ryan, really thank you for your time and thank you for having us here.
Perfect.
And really, really appreciate it. And if you haven't been into R&D lately, come on in. Now, the other thing, actually, we didn't really talk about this ahead of time, but Aaron had kind of mentioned there's a lot of snow out there right now. Should people be starting to get concerned about when that snow melts?
Actually, yes, because this is probably the most snow we've had in quite a while. It's blowing up against the houses. So making sure that your sump pumps are working and operating properly and that you have a good one in there. But you should be testing those every year just to make sure they fire up, just to avoid those issues. We have a variety of from cost-effective pumps to expensive high-end pumps. We also have battery backup, so if the power ever goes out, you have some kind of a backup so you don't have those floods. But biggest thing, test them. Make sure they're working and they're good to go, because I do expect there will be floods this year.
How hard is it to put in a sump pump if you don't have one?
It's a bit of work, but that's what we do. We got to jackhammer the floor up, dig a big hole, put a pit in there, drop a pump in there, pipe it out to the outside, and then get power over there. It's not a huge job. Typically the guys do her in about a day, but it's a bit of manual labor, that's for sure. But
if you're starting to get worried.
Oh, 100%. If you don't have a sump, I think it's almost your insurance. You have to have it for insurance and stuff, but I could be wrong on that one.
Thanks, Ryan. Really appreciate that.
Perfect. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for having us here at R&D Plumbing and Heating. Address is, I wouldn't know the address.
2920 50th Ave.
Yeah, I would just say, it's on Highway 17 South.
You betcha.
You're gonna see it. So thanks to R&D Plumbing. Thanks to Karina and to Chris for coming in and talking to us about Mount Joy. We're going to be live at the gun show. Lloyd Mr. Fish and Game Association is hosting us at the Service Sports Center on Saturday. So it'll be a while before we're back at the new Lloyd Mr. Nissan. But when we are back at the new Lloyd Mr. Nissan, we're going to talk about the 40-year history of the Lloyd Mr. Sexual Assault Center and look ahead to their gala on February the 11th. Have a fantastic day.